Critical Care Services Ontario is confirming that there are 150 COVID-19 patients in intensive care units around the province. That follows a case count that has political leaders and healthcare professionals worried. More than 1,000 new cases a day for the 14th straight day, 1,210 on Wednesday. The Ontario government has said once the number of patients in intensive care reaches 150, non-COVID-19 needs become more difficult. At 350, they become impossible to handle. Dr. Michael Warner is a critical care physician.
This means we're going to have to limit access to non-COVID-related care, cancel surgeries, cancel cancer surgeries, cancel hip replacements, knee replacements. We don't want to do this. We can't do this. People will die if we do this.
Warner and other healthcare professionals are urging the Ontario government to take urgent steps to address the issue. Warner also says the numbers in ICUs are happening about 5 days ahead of the government's modeling predictions made a week ago. The Ontario Hospital Association says given the gravity of the situation, hospitals will do everything possible to maintain access to care. Premier Doug Ford says he will make an announcement about new restrictions today. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.